This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Yesterday, Simkuf Samach Sif Yud Aleph is a very lamdasha sif in Shulchan Aruch. It involves a lot of principles of lamdas, specifically chazaka. The Mechaber's psak is, whenever you have a suffix about Netilas Yadayim, Tahar, any suffix. And the Mechaber mixes and matches cases where you do have chazaka, you don't have chazaka. The Mechaber says in all of these cases, Tahar. And we're not machmer. But even so, the Mechaber says if you have other water, then you should wash your hand again. Now, the Reb Chaim Knievsky brings in the Shein Halachos the opinion of the Chazon Ish. Then cases where the water had a cheskas kashrus, you're allowed to wash with them l'chadchila, you could even make a bracha, and even if there's other water, it's only by other sveikos that there's a chumra. Clearly the Mishnah Brura did not bring this opinion in. However, we did see yesterday there are situations where even the Mishnah Brura is willing to rely on chazaka, namely, where you already washed your hands and now there's a suffix that something happened to them. So, if you're on the group chat, we sent out a very nice write-up about trying to answer when you do say chazaka and when you don't say chazaka. Also regarding why this is the only din derabanan that the Shulchan Aruch seems to bring the shita of the Ravid, that if you have other water, you should wash again. That's usually not what the Mishnah Brura, that's usually not the Pesach of the Mechaber. I wanted to add, but I couldn't find it, that regarding Megillas Esther of the Laila, which is only Durabanan, the halach is if you're Mesupik, if you lane the Megillah, you don't lane again. Even though you could easily lane again. Or you could say, well, that's not called easily. Easily is washing with water, because that takes a split second. Reading the Megillah again takes 45 minutes. So maybe that's not required. Anyway, Ayin Sham, what we sent out, it's good stuff. Okay? Sifkata Nun Dalet. The Rama said that somebody who did not wash his hands and touch the water doesn't become pasul for Netilas Yadayim. But you're not allowed to wash your hands with water that your friend already washed from. Okay. Says Mishnah Brura, Loi Nifsalu Chamay B'Sif Beis B'Nachtayim. Just like in Sif Beis, by the baker, we said in Sif Beis that Avlam Taval Yodav B'Mayim V'Tach Pnei HaGluskin. We already saw in Sif Beis that if you touch water, the water does not become tamei. It's only if the water was used for Netilas Yadayim. I really, if you touch water, it doesn't become tamei. But we know that if you wash one hand and then you rub it with the other one that wasn't washed, the water on the first hand becomes tamei. So we see water does become tamei. That's water on your hand. Water on your hand becomes tamei. Water in a kli does not become tamei. Therefore, if someone comes out of the bathroom and he's coming to wash his hands, yachalishoyv bechafnav min hadli v'lishpay chamayim lachutz. What you could do is you could draw with your fist from the bucket and pour the water out. V'amayim anoysarim, and the remaining water bedli loy nitmu benigias, they will not become tamei by touching it. Behem uksheirim l'netilas yadayim l'suda, and it's kosher for netilas yadayim for a meal. Why is the guy doing it this way? Because he doesn't need to wash his hands with a cleave for coming out of the bathroom, but he does need to wash his hands. So he could scoop water out of the bucket. The fact that he touched the water in the bucket doesn't contaminate the water in the bucket. And then he could use the water in the dali to wash his hands for Netilas Yadayim. While we're on the topic, this is a very important halacha, a common halacha. And that is, what does a person do if they go to the bathroom before a meal? So they come out, and they have to wash for Asher Yatzar, and they have to wash until Siyadayim. It's a very big dilemma. There's a siman in Shulchan Aruch on it. The problem is like this. Most people, when they come out of the bathroom, they wash with a kli. But if you're going to wash with a kli for Asher Yatzar, then your hands are clean. You won't be able to make a bracha when you wash your hands for bread, because your hands are clean already. Elamai, first wash your hands for bread, make until siyadayim, eat the bread, and then go and then make Asher Yatzar. You're delaying Asher Yatzar. You're not allowed to do that. So the upshot is like this. In such a case, even though you're a Mr. Frumi and you like to wash your hands with the kli when you come out of the bathroom, don't do that. Just get your hands a little bit wet so that they're clean from the bathroom, but minimal water, less than a revius, very little water. You say Asher Yatzar and then wash your hands with a kli for an Atil Siyadayim. That's the course of action. Otherwise, there are big problems either way. Fine. Vayter in the Mishnah Brura. What if you stuck both your hands in the kli and you rub them together in this bucket to be matarim? Then it's considered like a malacha was done with all the water in the dli upsulam lenatila, and it is possible for natilas yadayim. Vafilu hayu yadim lechlachis mamish. Even if your hands were not mamish dirty, kamakam kimin sheish letzarch lenakoisan. Since there was a need to clean them b'mayim mishum shenagu makamatinovis, because you touched a dirty spot, nasu amayim kishayvchen. In such a case, the water becomes like mayim shayvchem. But you cannot wash your hands with water that your friend used. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mimayim Shenata, Mishum Shekvar Nitmu Hamayim. The water is already tamei. If your friend used the water to spill on his hands, the water that spilled on his hands and collected somewhere is tamei. Va'oid Shenasa Be Malacha. Also, a malacha was done. V'lchein Afilu Im Natal Meravius Bevas Achas Gam Kenaser. That's the nafkamina between these two reasons. Look carefully. The Mishnah Berurah is giving two reasons why you can't wash Natil Sidayim with water that your friend used. Number one, the water is tamei. Number two, malacha was done. Now, if it's because the water is tamei, if your friend used a revius, the water is not tamei. A revius doesn't become tamei. But it would still be disqualified because it's considered like a malacha was done. Sif Yud Beis. This past past couple of days, one of these last days was the coldest day of record in May. However, it didn't snow, but we'll see. It could snow in June. You never know. Sif Yud Beis, Hasheleg, snow, the Habarad, hail, the Hakfar, and frost, the Haglid, and frozen, frosted water. Perish hamayim hanikbim miroi vakar. V'hamelach, and salt. Imrizkan, if you crush it out, shenasu mayim, until it turns into water. Noila mehen, you could wash until siyadayim with any of these substances. V'toivel mehem, and you could be toivel im yesh vahem kashir, if it has the requisite shir. Ayin b'yaradea, simen resh aleph, sif lamed. I'm going to throw something out now. For those who learn Chavar de Hilchasa, and we're finishing now Taruvais, we're debating whether we should go back and start Basa B'Chalav, and then the people who were with us last 2 years, you're finished, or if in year three we should do Mikvais and Leil Tefillah. If you're interested in doing Mikvais and Leil Tefillah, which I highly recommend, it's an unbelievable lamdus, let me know. Otherwise, they're going to go back to year one. Anyway, I'm just bringing this up because it is Yaradea, Simen Resh Aleph, Sif Lamed. This is the halacha that the Rama is referring to here. Anyway, if you crush ice or snow or hail, then and you have the requisite shear, either for Natila or Tevila, it works. Yesh mi she'omer, she'ein Natilas mayim rishonim el b'mayim avad. There is an opinion. The Ravid The Holy Ravid holds that Netilas Mayim Rishonim is only with water. As opposed to what? Does that mean as opposed to snow or as opposed to apple juice? We'll see. Some say the Rajba, you could wash your hands with wine, which might be helpful to me because every year on Purim I get a lot of Shalach Manas, and in them are bottles of wine, and I don't drink them, so then they go into my garage, and I have one of the world's largest collections of bottles of kosher wine. Now maybe you can use it for Netilas Yadayim. Bein Nasan L'Soichai Mayim, Bein Loi Nasan L'Soichai Mayim. Some say you could use wine whether you put water in it or you don't put water in it. Ella, but she also can l'chila. You're not l'chila put water in it. Kedei shalei kemezalza v'davar chashav, because it's disparaging to an important item. Shenishtana le'iloi, that it changes for an advantage. Perish l'shevach. Ad shekaveh brach la'atzmai. Meaning, you're taking wine. Wine is a davar chashav. Why is wine a davar chashav? It's chashav because the Torah was koiveya, a special bracha for itself. And you're going to pour water into it and make it kosher to clean your hands? No, it's not proper. It's not derech eretz. Okay. Sif nunva v'hakefar. Geshamim shenikbu b'yuridasan v'hu ke'ein barad. Rain that frosted as it fell down, and it's like hail. That's what kfar is. Kfar is water that came down, and in its descent, it froze. V'hamelach, lav b'chol gavni matermach. You can't use salt in all situations. And l'tila b'kli al yadav, to wash your hands from a kli on your hands. Halei pasal mechaber el b'sivtes af b'mayim meluchim. The mechaber said earlier in Sivtes, you can't wash your hands with salt water. If you look in Sivtes, the mechaber said mayim meluchim shein akel v'yachal lishtois mayim psulim l'netilas yadayim af al pi shekshem l'mei mikva ula tefila. What he means is v'rak b'tefila b'soichan mutar b'sheyesh v'em kishir mikva. It's only tvila that you could be toivel your hands in salt water. That it's mutter when you have a shir mikvah. Mishum degam letvilas haguf kshirim, because salt water is kosher even for tvilas haguf. Imnei dechol elu shenuyim yachad le'inyan mikvah, because all of these cases of snow and hail were taught regarding hilchos mikvah, kililan gam kan. It included them all together here, even though they don't have the same din, namely that when it comes to salt, you can't use salt water to wash your hands. Lenatila, you can only be toivel, you can't be noitel. Okay. Sivkatan nun ches imriskan. Aval b'lav hachi, but otherwise, if you don't crush it, ain't noit l'man b'kli, you can't fill up a kli with snow and wash your hands. Aval litbal he'adam b'zechem, but to be toivel your hands, im yeshvem kishir mikvah, if you have 40 some, mutter b'shas hadcha kishin le'mayim, af b'loy riskan. Now, didn't we say that for Tevilas Yadayim, maybe there's an opinion you don't need 40 sa? Yeah, in Simen Kuf Nun Tes, Sif Dalid, you remember this? Simen Kuf Nun Tes, Sif Dalid. Second. Sif Yud Dalid, excuse me. The Mechaber said that if you want to be Hitvil Yadav B'mei Mayan Afilu Ein Bay Arbaim Sa Also Lo Tefila Kol Shemeskas In Yadav B'hem B'Basachas V'im Hitvilam B'mei Mikva Yeishoimrim. Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba says it works. Yeishoimrim, no, you need 40 Sa. And here the Mishnah Berurah is saying, if you don't crush the snow and the ice, you can't be noita b'kli. Aval litval yadam b'soichanim yeshem kashir mikvah, if it has 40 sum, motor b'shas atcha kishen lay mayim, af b'loy riskan. Why only if it has 40 sa? What about the other shita?
Because it's not mayim here, it's snow.
Okay. But by the way, the Mechaber earlier paskin lahakel that you don't need a shir mikvah. The Ramo, it says yesh lahakim lecharchila. So the Dershu asked my question. The Prima Gadim asked, in other words, why is the Mishnah Berurah saying that it's only if it's kashir mikvah? We said earlier in Kufnun Tes, if you're dalid, that even if you don't have shir mikvah, you could be toivel your hands. The Mechaber says, you could be mekel, and the Rama says only to machmel chadchila. Because here there's another issue. The other issue is that could you be toivel in snow that wasn't melted? Meaning, yeah, if you had water and you didn't have the shir mikvah, there's a legitimate position, and the mechaber is even mekel this way, that you do not need a shir mikvah on water for tevilas yadayim. But that's if it's water. Is that what you're saying, Mendy? But here you're dealing with snow that wasn't melted. That's another issue. So we can't combine both of those kulas. It's too many leniencies together. Even if the snow is not gathered so much in one spot, it's placed on the earth, is very low. As long as you have 40 sa attached, you could be toivel in it. Nevertheless, it seems that at the very least, it has to be able to cover your hand where you stick them in. One more Mishnah Berurah. Yesh mi sha'aymer. Some say netilas yadayim is only with water. What does that mean? There's not going back on the beginning of the sif that they hold you can only use water, not snow and hail. That's also water. Dahani b'chlal mayim. Elal afuke me peiros bavad. It's coming to exclude apple juice. Ka'asi. De'enam chashuvim mayim. Apple juice is not water. V'chol shekein yayin dolai. V'hatam de netilas yadayim somcha akra v'yadav loy shadaf. Don't use apple juice. Don't use orange juice. Could you use soda? Soda is water, I think. 99% water. Now maybe you say it's nishtana marehan. So could you use Sprite Zero? Yeah, you could. Why not? What was the malacha?
It's a whole process.
It became fizzed?
It's like so many things done to it. It was measured on the way out. So the leader, there's a lot of things that were done to it.
So, what's that? So was Poland Spring.
Okay, so I don't know. Lukasha.
I don't think that's called malacha. I don't think it's called malacha. It wasn't used for anything. If it was used for something, you wouldn't drink it. Yeah, I'm not sure. But I think, yeah. Let's see. We'll hold it over here. Yeah, this is some pretty heavy lumdus over here. Especially that last stira to Kuf Nun Tes Sif Yodalad, where we said before you don't need Shir Mikvah for Netilas Yadayim. Okay.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.